If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Andre, flat roofs, you want to talk about roofing and how our listeners can insulate their roofs. Are there still a lot of homes here? Are there new builds doing flat roofs? Or is that more of a 50s and 60s type of building technique?
So the modern house, actually, and Jeremy, you may know that, right? Like people like those, you know, modern homes, they actually have a flat roof.
Right. Yeah.
So they, yes.
It's pretty popular now.
Yeah. They are popping up everywhere. And a lot of people convert the flat roofs in Chicago from two flats into a one-story building.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a main family, one family building. And then when they do the gut rehab, usually, you know, depends on the contractor. They will do like the cheapest possible thing in it, and then they have a bunch of problems, including mold, moisture, because those brick buildings, they have to be treated differently than, you know, any, you know, regular framing construction.
So you're saying that they're buying the twos, threes, and fours and converting them into single families because it's cheaper to do
Pretty common.
Right. Yeah, it's very common. That's why the stock of twos, threes, and four-unit buildings in Chicago has dropped astronomically in the past two decades.
Right. So the flat roofs are always underestimated. People just think that you cannot insulate them. Hey, there is no space there. There is a space. And usually it's about, you know, 4 feet in the beginning, and then it slopes towards the end. And then we can do it actually from the interior or from the exterior. When you fix your roof, you need to patch it up. We can spray foam it from the exterior and then patch it up. You don't even have to go inside.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
So you just cut a hole in the roof. Yeah, you just crawl in. You do your business and
that's
get out.
That's it. You seal it out and that's it. You're done. So at the same time, while you know fixing up your roof, you can get your insulation done. And that's same for the industrial and light commercial. Mm. When you have office spaces, because a lot of roofs right now, like 25, 30 years, they use those small bitum things on the roofs on a flat roof. Now that start coming up, you have to vacuum it and you do a new, you know, layer of roof. It's a perfect timing to just spray foam the whole thing and put a special coating for the roof, and your roof is going to hold for another 25 to 30 years.
How thick are you laying that top coat of insulation?
So as thick as possibly can.
Okay.
Because R49 right now is the coat, and that's if you do closed cell foam, you do around 6 inches.
Got it. Okay.
Of so the spray foam.
I love what you said. Hey, if they don't have the space, but they might not have 6 inches around the edges. So what do you do then?
Usually you do. The parapet usually is at least 12 inches.
Assuming there's a parapet.
Assuming there is a parapet and assuming there is no multiple layers of roofing already done before.
Got it.
If in some cases, yes, you cannot do it, you can maybe do it from the inside. But the biggest thing is that there is stack effect in any building. And I'm talking multifamily buildings with, you know, 20 apartments, 12 unit, you know, buildings. Stack effect means that if you seal the top, it actually benefits the whole building. Even the floors on the second floor, the bottom floor, you know, from the crawl space, the basement level, because you stop the stack effect. Because right now, you have air coming from the bottom, going up. Everything goes through the roof.
And if it's not insulated.
You insulate it, then it stops that. Sure. So it's a great tool and people, you know, to consider, you know, right before the winter, you know, check your roofing, you know, check your insulation. And obviously, we do all types of insulation, you know, spray foam, cell, green materials.
Do you think, I mean, I know we've had some mild winters, but ice damming last year, let's say you had ice damming over the winter and it was like, oh, well, thank goodness the winter's over. I don't have to worry about ice damming for at least 9 months. You're going to have it again, right? Like, I mean, that's it's obvious.
Unless you, and that's a lot of things that we do, mold and ice damming, they go hand in hand because people fix the mold or the ice dams, but they don't eliminate the cause of
it.
So we need to look at it. What's your ventilation? What's your insulation to eliminate that? And that's what I was saying about the polar vortex. I've read that they're expecting to have this, you know, anomaly in the weather, and they're going to have like really cold fronts coming in, and they're saying we're set for a pretty cold winter.
So do you go on the outside of the roof and spray it on top of the roof and then seal it?
Yeah.
So on the flat roof, if somebody's in Chicago in a 2, 3, 4, and it's a flat roof, because typically you go up and it's
I love when Dave explains flat roofs because it's the best, right? There's zero technical terms.
Because 98% of the listeners are
totally
like, maybe we have
you.
No idea
Correct.
About this stuff. Yeah. So it's a flat roof. You spray it on the existing flat roof and then cover that if you can't get underneath it.
Correct.
Wow.
But ideally, you would like to do it in the ceiling above, so you don't want all your heat to stay in that space between your ceiling and the roof. So ideally, it's in inside. So you can do it from the exterior.
Got it.
But on the commercial roofs, because there is no attic per se,
no just attic.
You have that metal framing, sure. You know, those crossbars.
Sure. I love it when you're doing the hacks. Yeah, on the radio. It's awesome. But yes, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Crossbars. Yeah. And then you spray it on top of it, and that's how it works.
Now, do you do commercial facilities? Because I know our building has a flat roof.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
So you do commercial and industrial.
Yes.
And on top of, is it a petroleum coating? What is it?
So different types.
Yeah.
It depends on the how much money you want to spend. Mm. But usually a TPO, it's going to look white. It's like a, you know, it's like a silicone-based, you know, material.
Yeah.
And it's very durable, and we give you, you know, warranty.
How
for
do you
tourism.
Apply that? Are you pumping
it's
it?
Like
or?
Spray. It's spray.
Spray.
Yeah,
oh,
it's spray.
Cool.
Yeah. And then again, you have the ones that you rolled out,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a special machine that you go and you just, you know, like secure it in place.
Yeah.
But you have spray application as well. If you do the insulation, there is a way to apply a spray around, like a coating.
Right.
But if you're changing the roof, we actually do TPO, and it's a roll type of product. Like,
and
you roll it out.
Do you do residential homes?
We do residential and we do commercial, yes.
So I bought my home 5 years ago. Would you recommend I have someone look? I got the... The
regular attic?
Yeah, the regular attic. I got it blown. The blown insulation.
The blown insulation.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
So, blown insulation is great. Depends what kind of type, how they install it. Mm-hmm. And then you have to check, did they install baffles? Do you have the proper ventilation?
Mm.
Did they air seal around the attic hatch, around the electrical wires, around the, if you have any skylights or resist lighting?
Right.
Yeah, any ceiling-mounted fixture.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So,
do you do... Like
we
a
do
check?
Free inspection.
That's,
oh, yeah,
Sarah's,
free inspections.
That's Sarah's third time, David, that she said doo-doo.
Yep, she said doo-doo.
Did I do three times?
Doo-doo?
You can't say right. doo-doo because you know we're going to pick it up.
Police.
Three times you did it, Sarah.
It's kind of unprofessional.
Doo-doo? Just one
no,
more.
It sounds good. Yeah, doo-doo.
Sure, really.
So
no.
We do free inspections, and we actually, the way we train our guys, that they are an energy efficiency expert, so he's not trying to sell you the insulation. He's trying to solve an issue that you're having with your home,
mm.
with your comfort. That's why we are healthy home, happy family.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Phone number, Andre, we got to hit a news the news break, and Ryan Burrows is in the boss. Took two shots at us about an hour ago, so...
847-777-4777 or greenattic.com.
Oh, I see that he got scared off.
Yeah, he ran away.
He ran away.
Obviously.
How
Chump.
Appropriate.
Amateur.
Yeah.
Can't handle the heat.
Can't handle.
Get out of the kitchen.
He didn't even give me a shot to
nope.
come back.
Nope.
Out of respect to, you know, the
sorry,
Ryan
we'll get
Burrows
him.
News
we'll get him.
Newsmaster here at WGN.
Yep.
Comes over the top
mm-hmm.
bar there.
He
top
did.
Crossbar.
Yeah.
Right? Ring. What's
and we're lovers,
the ring?
Not fighters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
was just trying to be nice.
Exactly.
I was taking a couple of polite shots at Tony,
yeah.
and he comes in with an axe.
Yep, yeah.
All right, that's
it's okay.
Way to go, Ryan
mm-hmm.
Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sylvia's in with the news. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Your phone number one more time.
847-777-4777 or greenattic.com.